What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you all need vitamin D. You need vitamin D. And unfortunately, in today's society, we do not get out in the sun. Humans have moved far away from the equator, and we're living in places that we may or may not be supposed to living. Does that make any sense? That doesn't make any sense. But what does make sense is that we need vitamin D to survive, all right? And if you are not taking vitamin D in a supplement form, you are probably deficient. How do I know that? Well, Google and the last 100 health podcasts I listened to talked about it. So if you did not listen to those podcasts, this podcast is for you. Take some vitamin D3. Why, you ask? That's a fantastic question. So if you're not getting at least 20 minutes of sunshine per day, you are probably vitamin D deficient. Depending on what news sources you rely on, if you Google vitamin D deficiency, you will definitely find that about half of the world, so of the 7 billion people on planet Earth, 3.5 billion of them are deficient in vitamin D. Vitamin D is pretty crucial. Pretty crucial. Why? Well, low vitamin D will wind up giving you potentially more infections. You have an increased risk of getting sick. You're prone to fatigue. Low vitamin D levels have been correlated strongly with depression. Low vitamin D levels have been correlated with bone loss. Low vitamin D levels, vitamin D3 is kind of a precursor to testosterone as well. So low vitamin D levels can actually impair testosterone levels. Fun fact, you know that shit at GNC that is sold usually has like some sort of primate on it, like a gorilla beating his chest or some shit. And it's usually marketed as like, ooh, it's a testosterone booster. Most of that stuff just has vitamin D3 in it. And if you take someone who has very low vitamin D3 levels and you jack them up with some creatine and some vitamin D3, next thing you know, they feel like freaking Superman. All they did was get a little vitamin D3. But you don't need to pay $80 to $100 or $200 for your testosterone boosters at GNC. Maybe you just need some vitamin D3 in your life. It's also correlated with back pain, low vitamin D, that is. The less vitamin D you have in your system, the more deficient you are, the slower you will heal. So if you have an open wound, all right, or maybe just a wound, something ripped inside, like a tendon or maybe some ligaments, or, you know, you're just not healing well in general. Maybe you've got some scabs. I don't know what's going on. Maybe you just have wounds. Well, your low vitamin D3 levels could be preventing you from actually healing, all right? Also, cognitive impairment, all right? So as we age, generally people start to forget things a little bit. Vitamin D3 levels may be just the ticket. Does it sound like I'm a snake oil salesman? Maybe, hopefully. Hopefully it does. Hopefully you've decided, oh shit, well, you know what? I'm going to go take some vitamin D3. I hope that is what you're thinking. Some people say that 80% of America is vitamin D3 deficient by February. And if you're not getting outside, you are probably vitamin D3 deficient. So you can talk a little bit more about why and is it natural and where should we be getting our vitamin D. So I have a few supplements that I like. Nature's Made, it's just kind of the classic. But when it comes to vitamin D3, when it comes to specific vitamins, you don't have to go out and purchase the expensive stuff. I am a big fan of taking vitamin D3 with vitamin K2. That might be a podcast for another time. But Amazon.com, great place. Killing all small businesses. Just kidding. Sort of. Maybe. Not really. But that 2-day free shipping, pretty handy. So you can boost your testosterone in 2 days if you just order some vitamin D3 off of Amazon.com. Vitamin D3 is what you're looking for, not vitamin D2, not any other BS vitamin. Big question. Hey, I'm taking a multivitamin. It has vitamin D in it. Maybe, maybe not. Unless it has specifically an extra dose of vitamin D3, how much to take? How much should I take? Well, I'm not a doctor, not a dietitian. However, most folks say anywhere from 2,000 IU to 5,000 IU per day is pretty sufficient. I know a lot of people that take vitamin D injections, and those injections can be anywhere from 10,000 to 50,000 per week, all right? 10,000 IU to 50,000 IU. So taking anywhere from 2 to 5,000 seems like a pretty reasonable deal. If you go and get your vitamin D3 levels checked, you may even find that you're in the acceptable range. The problem with that is that as of probably the last 5 or maybe 10 years, doctors and researchers have started to say, you know what, that acceptable level is probably less than we, let me see how to word this. Use your words, Ryan. That acceptable level is just that. It'll make you survive, but you're definitely not going to thrive. All right, so get your vitamin D3 levels up. Maybe go to the doctor, maybe have them checked out. Next time you're doing a blood panel, you're getting your cholesterol, you can usually ask your doctor, hey, would you mind checking my vitamin D levels as well? And the doctor usually just has to click a box and they send off the blood work and then you get it back. And in the meantime, before you get those blood results back and they tell you that you are deficient, because if you're like most of America, then you probably are, you can just go ahead and start taking some. All right, so without further ado, I don't think that's what I meant to say, but yeah, vitamin D3, go take it, eat it, and if you have any questions about it, talk to your healthcare provider or talk to an existence coach. Thanks for listening, folks. Good day.